So what is it that you do day after day? Perhaps you have a job, so you go to work. Or you're a homemaker, or retired. What is it that's going to take up a good chunk of your time in this coming year? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. The answer for me is that I have a job, although job isn't such a good description. Yes, I go to work and put in some long hours, but since I followed the call of Jesus on my life, I feel like I haven't worked a single day, if you catch my drift. How about you? Of course, on the one hand, we're not all meant to end up in full-time ministry. But then on the other, for anyone who believes in Jesus, life's meant to be pretty much a full-time ministry, whatever your day job happens to be. Which was pretty much the point of what Jesus was saying to these guys. Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who's also called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." He took them from their job of netting fish to becoming fishers of men. In other words, he was leading them to use their gifts and abilities to tell others of the good news of Jesus. What an adventure that was. As someone once said, a job fills your pockets, an adventure fills your soul. Following the call of Jesus on your life, using your gifts and abilities to tell others of him in your own way, is one mighty adventure. Are you ready? That's God's word fresh for you today. For years, people have been on my back to share more of my adventure with them, which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called How Could God Use a Donkey Like Me? To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive His word.